Blog Talk Radio.
At all times, his praise shall continually be in my mouth for you. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You tune to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from that beautiful city of Orlando, Florida. And we thank God for you, and you being with us again today. Pardon me. And we trust that all is well wherever you are. The weather is fine, and you will find everything is fine, and you are being safe. We thank God for you, and we thank God for those of you that thought it not robbery to be listening with us today. And we want you to interact with us, call in and ask questions, tell us your aspirations, do something today to let us know that you are safe, well, and you're enjoying the service, okay? Right here and now. Now, if we didn't get your prayer request and you don't hear your name, don't get upset because you didn't call. And the number is 347-857-3925, and then you press the 1. That's the way it is, and somebody will answer you, okay? All right, here it is, Sister Dane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of kings and Lords of lords, and there is no other God but you, Lord. And we say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we give you honor, glory, and praise, Lord. Heavenly Father, we ask you, O God, for forgiveness and those that we're praying for, Lord. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you were just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us, Lord. Now, Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, you know each and every person name by name, Lord, Father. You know what they're in need of, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you right now for your will being done right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we hold before you Vern, Lord, Father, as we continue to pray for her healing, Lord, Father. Father, from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, Father, for touching her body right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Minister Minnie, Jacqueline, Nova, Regina, Carol, and Tyrone, Lord Father. Father, as we pray for healing and deliverance for this family, Lord Father, salvation, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father, we thank you, we glorifying and magnifying you, settling for nothing less, Lord Father. Father, we hold before you Roosevelt Gaines, Lord Father, thanking you right now, Lord Father, how you brought him through that surgery, Lord Father. Father, as we continue to pray for his recovery right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, touch like never before, Lord Father. Strengthen, Lord Father God, Reverend Gaines right now, Lord Father God, as she take care of him right now. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we hold before you Colin right now, Lord Father, asking you to touch his lungs right now, Lord Father, as we say fluid dry up right now from around those lungs right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We thank you and glorify you right now in Jesus' name, Lord. Father, we thank you right now, Lord Father, for bringing Jaleesa home safely with her twins, Lord Father. Father, now we hold the twins before you right now, Lord Father. We hold before you Junior and Jordan, Lord Father. Touch them right now, Lord Father. Touch their bodies right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, touch Jordan, Lord Father. Touch her heart right now. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you, Lord Father God, those, Lord Father, that have COVID-19, Lord Father. We ask you, Lord Father God, to touch them right now, Lord Father, as we continue to hold Tori before you, Lord Father. Joelle and Stephanie and her son right now, Lord Father. Lisa Bastone, Lord Father, touch them right now, Lord Father, as we speak to their immune system, Lord Father. Make it every bit whole, Lord Father. Father, touch their minds right now, Lord Father, that they continue to call upon you, Lord Father, and profess their healing right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, you did it for Elder Bold and Mom, Lord. You did it, Lord, for Eddie and Erlen, Lord. You did it for Teresa Townsend, Lord Father. Father, we are settling for nothing less, Lord, and we say let your will be done right now in the name of Jesus. Father, right now, Lord Father, we hold before you Louisiana, Lord Father. Father, as we speak to those winds right now and we say peace be still, Lord Father. Father, we praying right now, touching agreeing with those in Louisiana that is standing in the gap right now, Lord Father, praying for their state right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father God, let your people prepare, Lord Father. Prepare their mind, prepare their hearts right now, Lord Father. Calling upon you like never before, holding the winds back right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, Marco gone, Lord Father. We speak to Laura right now and let it be gone right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we thanking you and glorifying you as we touch and agree, Lord Father, with those that ask for prayer, Lord Father. Father, as we touch and agree right now with those in Louisiana that are praying against this hurricane right now, Lord Father. Father, we thank you and glorifying you for hearing prayers today, Lord. Heavenly Father, I ask, Lord Father God, that you decrease the speaker of the hour, Lord Father, Elder Bolden, Lord Father, as you increase in him, Lord Father. Father, we ask that you show up and show out in this broadcast today, Lord. Father, as we plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast, canceling every assignment that was sent towards this broadcast, anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast, and we render it null and void. Holy Spirit, we say have your way today. We thank you for healing and deliverance, Lord Father. We're thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for the listeners, Lord Father, near and far, Lord Father. Father, whatever device that they're listening on, Lord Father, touch their hearts and their minds right now, Lord Father. Father, touch, Lord Father, Elder Bolden, Lord Father. Touch my bishop and my apostle right now, Lord Father. Decrease them as you increase in them, Lord Father. And we thanking you right now, Lord Father, for that right now word coming forth. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen, amen, and amen again. We thank God for the prayers that have gone up before you, the Lord at this time, and we trust that you heard your name. If you didn't, well, now send us your name. Send us what you want us to pray for. And we will pray for you continually because we believe in the power of prayer. And we believe that God will answer our prayers, and we trust him to answer them, whatever they may be. If you're sick of whatever, we trust God for the answer. Yes, we are just the messengers, and we are the warriors that pray and call on him for you. Now, you want us to call on him for you? 347-857-3925. Now, write that number down. You know, text it. But this is what I want you to do this morning. Now, you got friends, you got neighbors, you got somebody, you know, family or somebody, whether they like you or not, text them, call them. I don't care how you go get to them, but tell them this is the time to have a watch party. This is the time for the bring forth. Come on and hear the word of God today. Now, won't you do that? Come on now, do that now. Do that for me today. If you don't even call me, just call a friend, an enemy, anybody. Just tell them, say, listen, you got to listen today. You got to listen today. Come on, come on. You know, you need to listen today because everybody's going through something. All right? Everybody's going through something. So don't feel like you say, I don't need to hear. I don't want to hear the same old, same old. The same old, same old will get you through. Okay? Right. Amen? Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, let me give you a quick little word here also. If we would be vessels to receive the Spirit of God, we must first be willing clay in the hands of the Maker. If we would be vessels to receive the Spirit of God, we must first be willing clay in the hands of the Maker. Willing clay. Willing clay. You need to be made. You need to be made over. It's a process, okay? It really is a process. And every saint of the Most High God goes through a process. And see, this is the day for you to get processed, all right? Because you want to come forth as pure gold, right? Oh, yes, you do. I know you do. I know you do. Well, I just want to thank God for each and every one that is online today. We thank God for you, no matter how you're listening, through the iPod, computer, whatever way you're listening, telephone, whatever way you're listening today. We want to thank you, those that's near and those that's far. We thank God for you, and we're praying for you that one of these days you would come on and say something, talk to us, and tell us how much, you know, you enjoy it. You know, if you don't like it, you just keep that to yourself. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But anyway, praise God. We thank God for you. We want to hear from our friends from far that we haven't heard from in a while. We'd like to hear from you to know that you're still being able to receive. If you're not, maybe the storms have come through and tore up something. I don't know which one it is. But I'd love to know and pray with you about what is happening in your neighborhood. Okay? Amen. We got prayer warriors that pray constantly for these things. Do you understand? Amen. So don't just sit around and do nothing. This is time to do something, and God's going to hold you responsible. Okay? All right. We thank God for Bishop Porter being here with us today. Is he here? Praise the Lord. Amen. Usually say something. Amen. We're all right. Yeah, there he is. All right. We thank God for Sister Diane. Praise God. And we thank God for Elder Bowling. We thank God for him on the other end. Praise the Lord. And guess what? We thank God for you, those of you that's in the island. We thank God for you listening. And we thank God for you that's listening there in Connecticut. We thank God for you too. Praise God.
Amen.
We thank God for all of you. Now, if I didn't call your name, forgive me. You know, okay? Praise God. I don't know your number. Praise the Lord. Ah, just forgive me, okay? I'm just trying to know that I know it's listening. Praise. I know they are listening. And those of you that's right here, I thank God for you, and more than anything, I thank God for those out in California that's also listening. I thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah. I know you don't want me to know you're listening. I know, I know. But guess what? I know anyway, so you might as well just call me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know why? Because God will tell on you. Every time you want to be secret, God will tell on you. Don't want nobody to know nothing. God will tell on you every time. So you might as well just be honest. Isn't that true? Praise the Lord. But guess what? I love you. I really love you. I really, really do. I love God's people all over the land, no matter where you're from, where you are, what country you in, I love you just the same. You know that? Mm-hmm. Don't care what color you is, green, purple, red, or white. Praise the Lord. I love you. Yes, any color, all the colors. I love all of them. Black, I love you too. Praise God. Amen. Well, I was just trying to get you ready for a word today. I want you ready. Do you understand me? Put everything else down and listen today to the word of God. Will you do that for me today? Huh? You don't do anything. See, I'm not even asking you for an offering. Now, listen, you love this broadcast. You ought to send us some offering. Yes, if you love it, you know. And now, listen, there are some that do now, and I know they blessed. God keep them blessed. Hey, hallelujah. God keep them blessed. Do you see? Now, don't you want to be in that number? Come on now. Listen. Think about it. Say, well, you know I'm always listening, and I don't never say nothing, and I don't see nothing. Ha-ha. Praise God. Now, you send your tithes and offerings. Send a blessing. Send a good offering to us. Help us as we stay on this air. All right? Wouldn't that be good? Now, you know it. I don't beg. I ask. Hallelujah. God told me to ask. He didn't tell me to beg. So listen, just do it. All right. That's your command today. Just do it. I'm waiting for to hear from you. Send it, and our engineer will tell you how to send it. Get it to us, okay? All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to bring before you a man of God that knows the word and has sat under the tutelage of Bishop Porter. Praise God. Amen. And so you know he got that word because Bishop believe in what? Get that word. Yeah, yeah. He don't even no play. Praise God. So he's been under his tutelage for years. All right? So none other than Elder Carl Bowling.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, Apostle Porter? Good morning.
He's just fine. Staying safe.
Praise God. Praise God. I just thank God for what I've already heard this morning. I thank God for my spiritual father, Bishop Porter. Thank God for the prayer that went up for Sister Diane. You know, you said a true thing, Apostle, that everybody is going through something this morning. You know, as I arose this morning and was roaming around through the living room, I heard some talking outside this morning, outside my door, and it was my neighbors, and they were having a conversation, and the gentleman's wife was crying, and, you know, my wife and I was talking about it, and I said, you know, I need to intercede for them. They are from India, and I got to tell you, you know, I didn't know what they were talking about, but I knew that something was wrong because she was crying pretty bad. But, you know, I thank God, brothers and sisters, that we carry the word of God in us. We have the ministry of reconciliation. And when we set ourselves in agreement to do the will of God, God will put us in a position to bless people's life. Amen?
Amen.
So the last time I was with you, I started talking about the Lord, my deliverer. And today we're going to continue on with that. So for a moment, let us have a word of prayer. Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, Master, we thank you because you are God, and beside you there is no other. We thank you that you are God the Father, you are God the Son, and you are God the Holy Spirit. We thank you today because you are omnipresent. Therefore, we invite you into this word study. I pray right now, Master, that you touch our souls, our mind, our will, and our intellect, and our emotions. Prepare and fertilize that ground that your engrafted word may enter in, because your word is able to keep us through the power of God. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. So the last time we were together, we began talking about the Lord, my deliverer. And my foundational scripture will be coming from Psalm 18, verse 19, from the New King James Bible. And it reads thus: He also brought me out into a broad place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. My brothers and sisters and listeners all over, remember this, these few things I'm about to say about our God. God's desire is for us to be free. God's desire is for us to be delivered. And God's desire is for us to be liberated. Even with COVID-19 going on, God still wants these things for his people. And guess what? COVID-19 does not change that. That's why this is a good place for us to say to ourselves, the Lord, my deliverer, he is my deliverer. No matter how the news try to paint this thing, God is still on the throne, and he is our deliverer. So the last time we were together, we looked at this Lord, my deliverer series from King Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter, verses 1 through 9. And it's interesting how the chapter begins with, it happened after this. Isn't that something? That in that 20th chapter, verse 1, those first few words is, it happened after this. And it generated a question with me. Well, what happened? Well, something preceded what happened in chapter 20. So if you have your Bibles, turn to 2 Chronicles, the 19th chapter. And I'm going to look at for a moment what happened before these armies came against Jehoshaphat. And it's a very short chapter. It only has 11 verses. So I'll be reading from the Amplified Bible. Verse 1, it says, Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, returned safely to his palace in Jerusalem. Jehu, the son of Hanani, the seer, went out to meet him and said to King Jehoshaphat, should you help the ungodly and love those who hate the Lord? And in doing so, bring wrath from the Lord on yourself? Verse 3, but there are some good things found in you. You have removed the Asherim idols from the land, and you have set your heart to seek God with all your soul's desire. Verse 4, so Jehoshaphat lived in Jerusalem. And he went out again among the people from Beersheba to the hill country of Ephraim and brought them back to the Lord, the God of their fathers. Verse 5, he appointed judges in the land in all the fortified cities of Judah, city by city. And he said to the judges, be careful what you do, for you do not judge for man, but for the Lord who is with you in the matter of judgment. Verse 7, so now let the fear, reverent awe of the Lord be on you to keep you from making unjust decisions. Be careful in what you do, for there is no injustice with the Lord our God, or partiality, or acceptance of a bribe. Verse 8, in Jerusalem also, Jehoshaphat appointed some of the Levites, priests, and heads of the fathers' households of Israel to render the judgment of the Lord and to judge disputes among the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Verse 9. Then the king commanded them, do this in the fear of the Lord, faithfully and wholeheartedly. Verse 10. Whenever any dispute comes to you from your brothers, relatives, who lives in their cities, between blood and blood, between law and commandment, or between statutes and judgments, you are to warn and instruct them so that they may not be guilty before the Lord. Otherwise, God's wrath will come on you and your brothers. Do this, and you will not be found guilty. Verse 11, behold, Amariah, the chief priest, will be over you in all matters of the Lord, and Zebediah, the son of Ishmael, the governor of the house of Judah, in all the king's matters. And the Levites will serve you as officers. Deal courageously, and may the Lord be with the upright. So this is what transpired before the armies came against Jehoshaphat in chapter 20. And it's interesting, my brothers and sisters, because before God passed judgment, he will always send mercy. And I know we can say amen to that. Thank God for the mercies of God. Thank God that we live in the dispensational period of grace. Because as long as grace is still here, God will always offer the opportunity of repentance for our sins. So God had sent the man of God to the king, and he confronted the king at how he had been living and what he had been doing. And that reminds me of another thing about our God. God is a positional God and a strategic God. So even though Jehoshaphat did not know that these armies were coming against him, because he set himself to get everything right before the Lord and to get Judah and Jerusalem in position before the Lord allowed mercy to enter in. So we find now in chapter 20 that the enemies have now banded together to come against him all at once. It reminds me of how life can come in against us in many forms. Amen? All of us are in a season of dealing with COVID-19. And along with it comes the challenges of finances, the job, children being at home, health issues, loved ones, people we know that have been attacked by COVID-19, and all these things are going on at the same time. I'm a movie buff, and this reminded me of a movie that a guy had done where everything kept happening over and over and over. I think the name of the movie was called Groundhog Day, and it starred Bill Murray. And he relived that day over and over and over. Doesn't that ring a bell? That sometimes it seems like that when trouble comes, we just relive it over and over and over. But I'm here to encourage us, brothers and sisters, that the Lord our God, he is our deliverer. So this is where we find Jehoshaphat today, in 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter. He's dealing with many things at the same time. As a matter of fact, when I introduced this the last time, we looked at 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter, verses 1 through 9. And Jehoshaphat had done three things in that 20th chapter, verses 1 through 9. And I want to remind us that throughout this pandemic, we need to do the same thing. Number one, Jehoshaphat reminded himself of who God is. We need to remind ourselves every day of who God is. Number two, Jehoshaphat reminded himself of what God has done. We need to remind ourselves of what God has done. Because prior to this pandemic, God had to deliver us from something. Because the word salvation means continual deliverance. So we will always find ourselves in a need of deliverance as long as we're on this planet, as long as we're breathing air, until we either pass from death to life on the other side or Jesus cracked the sky open. We will always need deliverance. Number three, Jehoshaphat reminded himself of God's promises. We need to remind ourselves of God's promises because it is written in God's word. The promises of God are yes, and they are amen. So God's promises are always available for us, no matter what's going on in the world. But the story didn't finish there at verse 9. Even after we remind ourselves of who God is, of what God has done and what God has promised, we still must remain on the battlefield as witnesses for our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus, especially now. So today I want to pick it up at verse 10. In 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter, verse 10, from the King James Bible. And I'm going to read verses 10 through 12. Verse 10, it says, "And now, here are the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, whom you would not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and did not destroy them." And this is Jehoshaphat having a conversation with God. Verse 11, "Here they are, rewarding us by coming to throw us out of your possession, which you have given to us to inherit." Verse 12, "O our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us, nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are upon you." I see three things going on right now from verse 10 through 12 that Jehoshaphat is dealing with. Even after he set forth in verses 1 through 9, the three things that he did to remind himself of who God is, of what God has done, and the promises of God, now here, he is now struggling with three things: disappointment, discouragement, and desperation. Disappointment, discouragement, and desperation. And that comes from our humanity, that he was looking at his kingdom being surrounded by these enemies coming against him. And now he is taking his focus off of God and put his focus on the circumstances. I want to say this here and now, my brothers and sisters. Yes, we are dealing with what's going on with COVID-19, and we are now coming upon November, voting time. And this presidency is going to be very, very important to the country. I mean, this was more important than Obama because of the leadership that we're under now. Because this guy is a tyrant. This guy is a person who constantly lies. This is a guy who has basically tainted the office of the presidency. So we need to vote properly this November. So all of this is going on, and Jehoshaphat is paying attention to it. And like him having to pay attention to what was going on around him during his time, we have to pay attention to what's going on around us at this time. But I wanted to encourage you of not giving up, not totally focusing on the news. Yes, it's good to look at it so you can be informed, but don't let the news be your driving force. Let the word of God be your driving force. So what was going on with Jehoshaphat? The battle was in Jehoshaphat's soul, his mind, his will, his intellect, and his emotions. That's where you and I are. You and I are right now. That we have to deal with it in our mind, we have to deal with it in our will, we have to deal with it in our intellect, and we have to deal with it in our emotions. So look at what he said in verse 12. He said, "Our God, won't you stop them? We are powerless against this mighty army that is about to attack us. We do not know what to do, but we are looking to you for help." Jehoshaphat felt powerless. And sometimes when a trial go on and it looks like things get worse and worse, it looks like that every time we make a decision, that decision makes things worse, it can cause us to feel powerless. But I like what happened at the end of this thing. He said, we do not know what to do, but we are looking unto you for help. So he turned his struggle from his outer man back to his inner man. He looked unto God for help. And that should remind us of where we are now. Why? Because we have the complete Bible in front of us. I believe it's in Hebrews, the 12th chapter, verses 1 and 2. It says, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of my faith. Now, I know we can say amen right there. We can make that declaration that we can look unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. Some of us may think we're the author and finisher of our faith, but the word tells me that Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. Amen? That's good news. That's why we can look at this lesson and say the Lord is my deliverer. He continually delivers us all the time. No matter what circumstances we find ourselves in, God is our deliverer, and he has promised us that he will continue to be our deliverer. And that's what I'm excited about, that God is our deliverer, that we can look at the word and we can look back over our lives. Remember the three things that Jehoshaphat did? He reminded himself of who God is. When we remind ourselves of who God is, that puts God in the forefront. That makes God bigger than COVID-19. I heard a message that Bishop Porter preached a long time ago. How big is your God? How big is your God? Is your God bigger than your circumstances? I want to encourage us today that God is not only bigger than our circumstances, God is bigger than any mistake that we could ever make. That's what makes him so big. We're talking about the owner of the universe. Amen? That's a good place to make the declaration. The Lord is my deliverer. I want to tap into that Hebrews for a minute, because in that book of Hebrews, the 12th chapter, that when we look unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith, no matter where we may find ourselves, even when we think our faith is diminishing, Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, will tap into that and allow our faith to rise. Amen? We know we need our faith to arise. I don't know about you, but I need my faith to arise, especially during a time such as this, the Lord, my deliverer. So now we find that Jehoshaphat, as a man, went into a struggle in his mind, his will, his intellect. And he's having a conversation of God, of disappointment, of his discouragement, and of his desperation. It also reminds me of Psalm 121. In Psalm 121, verses 3 through 8, it reads these words. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither sleep nor slumber. So you don't have to worry, my brothers and sisters. God is not asleep at the wheel during this COVID-19. Verse 5, the Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. Verse 6, the sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. Verse 7, the Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. Verse 8, the Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. So my brothers and sisters, no matter how long this thing go on, we can rest to be assured that according to Psalm 121 and verse 8 from the New King James Bible, the Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Yes, this thing is real. So we have to cover our faces up when we go to the grocery store, when we come in near in contact with people. But that does not mean we need to fear it, because God has not given us the spirit of fear, but he has given us the spirit of love and of power and of a sound mind. We need to grasp right now that because we cannot attend church like we used to, we are still the living church. with God being inside of us. So wherever we go, we take the church. And that's a good place right there to say amen, that we are the church. We are God's chosen people. Amen? That's beautiful news. That's beautiful news. Moving on. So now we've read from 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter, verses 10 through 12. Now I want us to look at 2 Chronicles, 20th chapter, verses 14 and 15. It reads as thus. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehiel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaniah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite, son of Asaph, in the midst of the assembly. That's some serious history from the Old Testament right there. Verse 15. And he said, listen, all of Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you, King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid nor dismayed because of the great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. When we set our eyes on God and not the circumstances, God will send us a messenger. Good God Almighty. That just excited my spirit. That throughout history, God has always sent the man or woman of God to bring his people what thus saith the Lord. And at this time, no matter what's coming or going on a day-to-day basis, God is speaking to us through his people. When we seek God, he will send instruction. I'm going to say that again. When we seek God, he will send instruction. So we are not in the dark. We're not in the dark, my brothers and sisters. We're not in the dark, Apostle Porter. We are not in the dark, Bishop Porter. God will always speak to us because we lead his people. So it behooves us to continually seek the Lord. There are some battles God does not want us to fight, but he will. That's why the prophet said that the battle is not yours, it's God. So don't be dismayed. When we've done all that we can, we must allow God to fight for us. Remember this. Man's extremities are God's opportunities. When you and I run out of ideas, when you and I hit the wall in our natural man, even after we've prayed, even after we've fasted, there is a war going on in our members. And that war warreth against the word of God. It warreth against our spirit man. Our flesh is in a fight to have control. This is why we need to be born again and have the Spirit of God. Because through the power of the Holy Spirit, we can tell the flesh to get in line. And that's what's needed right now. God is aware that we're struggling. God is aware that we get discouraged sometimes. And that's when he says, if you turn this over to me, I'll show you how big I am and what my intentions are to do for you where you are. So when our strategies hit the wall, when our patience hit the wall, when our ideas hit the wall, that's when it's time to let the Lord fight the battle for us. Yes, sometimes there are some battles we need to fight through the power of the word. Why? Because we wrestle not against flesh and blood. But sometimes we have to take that big step back. And that's a challenge, to let God fight for us. And you know how we do that, my brothers and sisters? We get in agreement with God. Instead of being in agreement with what the leadership of this country is trying to say of what we need to do during this pandemic, get ourselves in agreement with the promises of the living God. My Lord, my God. Remember Psalm 121? He will never leave us nor forsake us. God will not leave us out here by ourselves. Look at verse 17 in 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter. It says, you will not even need to fight. The prophet said, you will not even need to fight. But he gave instructions. Woo! He gave instructions. He gave instructions. God will always send instructions. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. That's a good place to say amen. God will always send instructions to his people. What instructions did he give in verse 20? In verse 17, let's look at it. He said, take your positions. In taking our positions, we must be in the position that God desires for us to be in. Because God is a positional God. Yes, he is. God is a positional God. And he will always tell us what to do. So when we look at that verse 17, he says, you will not need to fight in this battle. So the prophet said, take your positions. That's number one. Number two, he said, stand. And number three, see the salvation of the Lord. In other words, expect God to move. So what does take your positions mean? Taking our positions means that from a position of prayer, from a position of worship, from a position of being before the Lord on a consistent basis as a believer, God will speak to us and guide us. That's what the prophet is saying when we take our position. The position of a believer is prayer, studying God's word, and worship and praise. If we do those things, my brothers and sisters, I guarantee you, God guarantees us through the power of his word, he will do something. He will do something. Yes, we cannot go to church right now, but we can, where we are in our homes, take the position of studying his word, take the position of prayer, and take the position of worship and praise, just like we would do if we were in the building. Thanks be to God that we are the church. And wherever we go, we can set up camp wherever we are, because the Spirit of the Lord is with us. The Spirit of the Lord is upon us. And we can do these things to stay connected to the living God. Number two, the prophet said, stand still. He said, stand, stand, stand. When we stand still, it gives God the opportunity to do what he needs to do. Because sometimes we can put the cart before the horse. I know we can say amen on that. Sometimes we can put the cart before the horse. I know I've done it in my life to get out in front of God and get going in a direction where I think I need to go. And somewhere along the line, God will let me know, hey, I'm not with you. I need you to follow me. I don't follow you. You follow me. Isn't that what the 23rd Psalm says? He lead me beside green pastures. So when we stand still in wherever we are, in whatever circumstance we may be facing, God will lead us to green pastures. Matter of fact, when you look at the nature of a sheep, when the shepherd would lead a sheep to drink water, a sheep would not drink water from rough waters. He had to find still waters, or the sheep would not drink. So just as a physical sheep needs still waters, we need still waters in our lives so we can drink from the fountain of God. Number three, the prophet said, expect God to move. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. When we stand still, we can witness the salvation of the Lord who is with us. And that's what he's showing the world through this time, that he's showing the world through us that he is God, and that he alone has the answer through this COVID-19. That's a good place right there to make the declaration to ourselves. The Lord, my deliverer. So let's look at what Jehoshaphat did after the prophet told him what to do. So he's given him three things to do. He said, take your positions, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, to expect the Lord to move. I say this as a caveat, as a gold nugget. Expect God to move in your life, brothers and sisters, throughout this pandemic. Expect God to move in your life. So moving on, what was Jehoshaphat's response? In verse 18, it says, then Jehoshaphat bowed low with his face to the ground And all the people of Judah and Jerusalem did the same, worshiping the Lord. Remember point number one, the position of a believer. We must be in a position of a place of prayer, a place of study, a place of worship and praise. And here we find the king bowing his face to the ground, and worship and praise is contagious. Now the people of Judah and Jerusalem did the same thing. Wow. When we worship God, when we reverence God, it can be contagious. So what I want to install in us today through this response from Jehoshaphat is, don't allow this trouble of COVID-19 to steal your worship. My Lord, my God. If you give God 5 minutes of worship a day, just 5 minutes of worship a day, it's 7 days in a week. You've just given God 35 minutes of time, and that could be the most important time of your week with God, that when we give him worship and praise and worship him. We must understand that worship is a weapon. Worship is a weapon against the enemy. That's a good place to say amen. Worship is a weapon. Worship can settle our spirit. Worship can settle us. That's what it did to Jehoshaphat. That even though the enemy had surrounded the kingdom, when he set himself right in the face of God and followed the instructions of the prophet, the man of God, it settled his spirit, and he began to worship. Worship causes us to magnify God. When we worship God, brothers and sisters, it takes our eyes, it takes our soul, our mind, our will, our intellect, and our emotions off of the circumstances, off of the problem, and put the focus where God wanted it to be all along, on him. Oh, my Lord and my God, that excited my spirit, Apostle Paul. That excited my spirit to even say that. That when we worship and magnify God, it causes us to see him as he is. Worship causes us not to be overwhelmed at what could be going on in our daily lives. That's why it's important to worship. As a matter of fact, this COVID-19 has put us in a position that God wants us to give him our attention. My Lord, my God. Verse 19. Then the Levites from the clan of Kohath and Korah stood to praise the Lord, the God of Israel, with a very loud voice. Remember I said worship and praise is contagious? Now the clan of the Levites and the Kohats and from the clan of Korah, we have a group of people together right now worshiping and praising the Lord. When we do that across this land, across this world today, wherever somebody is right now worshiping and praising God, God is responding, or God will have a response after the worship and praise. Remember the picture that's going on in heaven? The Bible says in the book of Revelation that the elders surround the throne of God, and they constantly worship and praise the Lord and say hallelujah 24/7. My Lord, my God. When we join into that and attach ourselves to that, God says in his word, I will not withhold anything good from them that love me. You want to show the Lord that you love him? Worship and praise him. I'm going to say that again. If you want to show the Lord that you love him, yes, I know that when we go to church, that's a form of showing God that we love him, but he wants to be worshiped and praised more than anything. When we show him through worship and praise that we love him, he shows us back, my Lord, my God, that his love is greater than anything that we can encounter. Remember what John 3:16 says? For God so loved the world. That word so loved is past tense. It's already done. It's a done deed in the eyesight of God. So he so loved us that when we worship and praise him as his children, he's going to do something about it. So here we find Jehoshaphat has now bowed himself down. In verse 18, And because he bowed himself down and worshiped the Lord, now the Levites, the priests, and the others have now joined in to worship and praise to God. So let's see what happens. In verse 20, early the next morning, the army of Judah went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And on the way, Jehoshaphat stopped and said, "Listen to me, all you people of Judah and Jerusalem." So now two cities have come together. He says, "Believe in the Lord your God, and you will be able to stand firm. Believe in his prophets, and you will succeed." My Lord, my God, I say that to every listener who is on this line this morning, whether you know the Lord or whether you don't know the Lord. Believe in the Lord your God, and you will be able to stand firm throughout this COVID-19. Believe in his prophets. My brothers and sisters who are following Apostle Porter and Bishop Porter, believe in your prophets, and you will succeed. Notice what the words say. See, the Lord had sent the prophet to Jehoshaphat to tell him what to do. And when he did what the prophet told him to do, God responded. So now Jehoshaphat is telling everybody else, "I've gotten instruction, and now you need to have instruction." We must believe in the word of the Lord. We must believe because faith and belief establishes us in the Lord. I'm going to say that again because that just did something to my spirit, Apostle Porter. Faith and belief establishes us in the Lord. Faith and belief establishes us in the Lord. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. All day long, it establishes us in the Lord our God. And when we do that, God must respond. Remember Hebrews, the 11th chapter, verse 1 and 2? That's a good place to look at how the word establishes us, my Lord, my God. So in your spare time, look at Hebrews 11, 1 and 2, and verse 6. They are scriptures that we look at all the time. Verse 6 says, "But without faith, it's impossible to please God. He who cometh to God must first believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder." God is a rewarder, my brothers and sisters. God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. When we diligently seek the Lord our God, my Lord, my God, God is, oh my God, he's such an awesome God. He's right there waiting for us. That when we worship him and praise him, he's anxious to do something on my behalf. Hebrews 11 and 1 from the Amplified Bible. "Now faith is the assurance, title deed confirmation." I'll read that again. This is what our faith is, brothers and sisters. It's our title deed confirmation of things hoped for and divinely guaranteed. My brothers and sisters, God's word is divinely guaranteed. Why is it divinely guaranteed? Because Jesus shedded his blood for it. Oh, my Lord, my God. Jesus shedded his blood so God's word would be divinely guaranteed. It says, "And the evidence of things not seen, the conviction of their reality. Faith comprehends as fact what cannot be experienced by physical senses." What that means, my brothers and sisters, is when we can't see our way, faith must become our eyes to our spirit man, and the word must be what we see. So when we feed our spirit man the word of God, faith within itself through the word of God allows that word to become the reality, and that's the reality that we live in. As a matter of fact, the next time I'm before you, I'm going to set up my next lesson because I'm going to be talking about the kingdom of God, because there are two kingdoms that exist, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of darkness. And since we are his children, the Bible says that we are citizens of the kingdom of God, my Lord, my God. So as a citizen, my brothers and sisters, I want to encourage us to live through the faith that Jesus is the author of, and continue to feed our spirit person, our spirit man inside of us, because that spirit man will then comprehend the word as fact. Ooh, my Lord and my God. And that word will be downloaded to us, as it was to Jehoshaphat. That's a good place to make the declaration again. The Lord is my deliverer. So as I prepare to close this lesson out, remember this. Faith is our title deed confirmation. Our faith and belief determines our success. Because without faith, it's impossible to please God. That even when we look at verse 7 of Hebrews 11th chapter, it says, by faith, with confidence in God and his word, nor being warned by God about events not yet seen, in reverence prepared an ark for salvation of his family. Isn't that something? Deliverance. Salvation is deliverance. It says, by this act of obedience, the world was condemned, but Noah and his family landed on Mount Ararat, and the waters receded. So see, he obeyed. But look where his confidence was. His confidence was in God and his word. And because he had that confidence, God warned him, told him to build that ark, which took 120 years, but salvation appeared, deliverance. So in closing, looking at 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter, verses 21 and 22, it says, after consulting the people, the king appointed singers to walk ahead of the army, singing to the Lord and praising him for his holy splendor. Uh-oh. He was surrounded by enemies. And instead of going out to fight with spears and swords, they fought with praising God. My Lord, my God. Remember when Jehoshaphat bowed down to worship? When he began to worship God and reverence God, God told him what to do. And here's the song that they sing. Give thanks to the Lord. His faithful love endures forever. Verse 22. At the very moment they began to sing and give praise, the Lord caused the armies of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir to start fighting amongst themselves. My Lord, my God. That's an excellent place, my brothers and sisters, to make the declaration, the Lord is my deliverer. And remember, back in verses 10 through 12, Jehoshaphat got caught up with looking at the armies. And he began to almost accuse God that when we had a chance to kill these people, you didn't let us do it. And now I'm upset about it. But God had an alternative plan. And that alternative plan was, when you worship and praise me, I will fight for you. As we continue to go through this COVID-19, my brothers and sisters, let worship and praise fight your enemy. Let worship and praise fight whatever it is that you are facing in addition to what's going on in the world with COVID-19. Because when we do that, God will do something every single time. After we worship and praise God the way he desires us to, the battle will turn in our favor. See, I'm not worried about where COVID-19 is going. I'm concerned about God turning this to our favor. My Lord, my God. That's how great God is. But God just used this to get everybody's attention. And now that he has everybody's attention, my attention says worship and praise God. Because when we praise, it gets his attention. When we worship him, it gets his attention. Because the praise caused the enemy to become confused and they began to fight one another. So look at what God did after they worship and praise him as a whole in verses 25 and 26. King Jehoshaphat and his men went out to gather the plunder. They found vast amounts of equipment, clothing, and other valuables, more than they could carry. There was so much plunder that it took them 3 days just to collect it all. And this is what worship and praise did. God made the enemy fight themselves and fight themselves so much that Jehoshaphat and his people just walked in to the camp where these enemies were and began to take their valuables while they were killing each other. I know this much. On the other side of this pandemic, there's a new resurrection for the body of Christ, a resurrection that we have never seen before, and I'm excited about it. But the time to prepare for it is now. I thank God for what's going on where you are, Bishop Porter. I thank God for what's going on where you are, Apostle Porter, that on Friday nights you are at the Wailing Wall, and God is honoring that. He's shown that he's honoring that, and I am grateful and excited about it. Why? Because after prayer, we need to worship. After the Wailing Wall prayer, we need to worship him so that he will show us what's on the other side of this pandemic as we go through it. Because he don't want us to wait to see what's going to happen on the other side. He wants to position us right now, as he already is, to position us like we've never been positioned before for a powerful resurrection place. Verse 26, on the fourth day they gathered in the Valley of Blessing, which got its name that day because the people praised and thanked the Lord there. It is still called the Valley of Blessing today. Will it be grand, my brothers and sisters, that when this pandemic is over with, or should I say gotten under control, where we won't have to be in the circumstance that we are now, that we will call this pandemic, as believers, the pandemic of blessing. Wouldn't that be something grand? Because guess what? That's how great God is. And I don't know about you, but I want to leave you with this nugget as I close out. Worship and praise is the key. Yes, we have faith. Yes, we have belief. Yes, we are studying while we're in our homes. But the most important part of your day, my brothers and sisters, and this lesson from the 20th chapter of 2 Chronicles supports it through the scripture, that when they worship and praise, God turned the circumstances around, which is what he wanted to do all along. Yes, we have our verdict of it. Yes, we have our own version of what it may look like. But God has already determined what he wanted to be. Thank you, Lord. Thanks be unto our God, because our God is that great. He's on the other side of this pandemic waiting for us to get there. As a matter of fact, I will pass this nugget to you before I close with a prayer, that when I enter into my prayer room every day, I say these words to God after acknowledging who he is. Remember what Jehoshaphat did? He reminded himself of who God is. He reminded himself of what God had done, and he reminded himself of God's promises. I do that. And after I do that, I said, thank you, Lord, because you were already in today waiting for me to get here because you love me that much. My brothers and sisters, I thank you for your attention. I pray that this word seizes your spirit in such a way that it will cause you to worship God in a way that you've never worshiped him before. It's okay that we worship God the way we did before the pandemic, but this pandemic calls for a new worship to appear, and I'm excited about that. I'm excited about the worship that God is implanting in my spirit. Let us pray. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the one who rules and super rules, and you have creation in your hand. I thank you for your word. For you proclaimed in your word, Master, that your word would not go out and return void unto you, but that it would accomplish that which pleases you and prosper whereto you send it. Master, Psalm 103 and 20 says that we give voice to your word. I've given voice to your word. But it's up to you now, through the Holy Spirit, to bless your people with it. Allow your people to take away what you desire for them to take away from this message. And that as we enter into worship and praise like we've never entered into before, that you enlighten our inner man, and that we may grow through this worship to become what you have always meant for us to be, your church, your people. For we are your people under your kingdom, and we are your citizens. Now unto him who is able to do super abundantly more than all we dare ask or think, and infinitely beyond all our prayers, our hopes, and dreams, according to the power that is at work within us. Unto you be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all ages. May the Lord bless you and make heaven smile upon you. Amen. Back into the hands of Apostle Paul.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. We thank God. Amen. For that powerful, amen, word coming from Elder Bolin. Man, I thank God. I said so many, amen, powerful and beautiful things. Amen. And as you was ministering, praise God, I was just looking here, amen, at the text. God, my God, will deliver. God, my God, will deliver. He will deliver, and he always deliver on time. He's never late. And as you was ministering, Ella Bolin, I was looking at the order. You know, we that's in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, God work in divine order. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
He did it
yes,
back
sir.
Then, and when the same thing now. That's why the Bible says he's God and he changed not. And as I was looking, and you went into chapter 19, I was looking at verse 8, how Jehoshaphat, amen, set up judges, praise God, to he appointed priests and Levites to help in the administrating civil law, praise God, because the work was heavy and he needed help. We as leaders, praise God, we need help. And we help to put people that are faithful, praise God, and going to do what is right in righteousness. Am I right? So as it
right
is in the natural, the spirit. So now as we move on over into chapter 20, as you moved on, I was looking at the order when he received the news about the enemy, that they was hemmed in and they were surrounded, praise God. And verse 3 saying, Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord, praise God, and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. Now, you brought it up, praise God, about the coronavirus of today and what we are in today. Have our nation called for a national day of prayer? I know when they had 9/11, praise God, and the Twin Towers, praise God, was hit and was destroyed. The president of that day called for a national day of prayer. And the nation, praise God, had one day of prayer, calling on God Almighty, praise God, and God had mercy, praise God. And I do believe, praise God, that men, we are serving the same God today. And verse 4 says, and Jehoshaphat gathered themselves together, and Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. This is where our help come from. Our help come from the Lord, but it was in divine order. Help. We need help. The Bible says, come to the throne of grace boldly where we can find help in the time of need. Am I right? Praise God.
Yes, sir.
We have to live with this coronavirus. People are yet going to work. They're calling for children to come back to the schools. They got a problem with that. People are yet, praise God, they want to go and yet want to be entertained. You yet want to run to the beach. They mad because they can't go into the bar. But where is anybody saying, praise God, I want to, amen, serve the true and the risen Savior? Help me, somebody. And this is the problem, Ella Bolin, praise God. And as you was ministering here, over and also in verse 20, praise God, Jehoshaphat prayer now, as he began to pray, he had several essential ingredients in his prayer. And I'm going to give you five, and praise God, I'm going to turn it over to Sister Diane, praise God. And as you was talking, number one, praise God, he committed the situation to God. This is what he done. See, if we put this in God's hand, See, they're trying to come up with a vaccine, and they're trying to do this, and one medical profession saying this, another doctor on this side saying this, and we're hearing mixed messages. Am I right? So this is what's going on in our world today, but how many of our leaders say, let's go to Almighty God that have the answer? Jesus have the answer for this coronavirus and all the other problems in people's lives. I heard you saying about your neighbor. Praise God. She yet was going through something serious to be crying like she was crying. Praise God. You don't cry just to cry. Something is going on in the lives, praise God, that need, amen, some attention, need some help. Am I right about it? So this is what's going on in our world today. But Jehoshaphat, prayer had several ingredients. He committed the situation to God. He acknowledged that only God could save the nation. And I believe that today, praise God. Amen. If we turn to Almighty God, praise God, from the White House, amen, to the outhouse, if we turn to God, and have one day of national prayer and call it on the name of God Almighty, I do believe in my heart God will, amen, move in a mighty and miraculous way. Number two, he saw that God's favor because his people were God people. Am I right? Ain't no such thing as no dictator. Amen. If we all belongs to God, whether we black, whether we white, whether you rich, whether you poor, amen. And this coronavirus, praise God, pandemic had hit the whole world, just not only here, not just only in China. It done hit everywhere. Ain't nobody exempt from this virus. Amen. God, praise God, is speaking, amen, and passing judgment, praise God, on the people in the land. Well, what land? He said, if my people, which are called by thy name, would humble themselves and do what? Pray. That's what Jehoshaphat did. And seek his faith. Turn. And that's what he said. From your wicked way. Then, he said, you'll hear from heaven. And he'll forgive our sin. And heal the land. He'll move, praise God. Prayer is a powerful tool that we have. Amen. We can call on the name of the Lord. Amen. Because there is power in the name of Jesus. Am I right about it? All right. Number three, he acknowledged God sovereign over the current situation. God is over all. He's in us all. And he's through us all. Am I right about it? Praise the Lord. So, he praised God, and he glory. That's what you were talking about. Praise God, amen, even through the time that they were fasting and praying, they were praising and glorifying God, amen, and took comfort in his promise. God, now you done promised us that you'll be with us. You was with Moses. You was with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and I know you can be with us. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
And amen, we that is in Jesus Christ, we know, praise God, every promise that he had promised us, that we are in the world, but we're not of it. Praise the Lord. Amen. And I just thank God for your word today, praise God. Yeah, we have to go out.
Bless you.
But oh, we thank God for the blood, because he said when he see the blood, he would do what? He would pass us by. Am I right about it? And number five, he professed complete dependence on God, not himself, but deliverance. And that's what you're talking about. That was the text that you mentioned. God is a deliverer. He will deliver. He's doing it now, even as we speak. Why? Amen. Because he said his word would not go out and return to him void, but it would accomplish what it pleases. And he's moving in a miraculous and a mighty way. He's doing it. Amen. And you that is listening, amen, amen, today, amen, at the word of God, praise God, you have to believe it in the spirit realm, praise God. You got to get out of the carnal mind and get into the spirit realm. Amen, amen. If you want God to move in your life, and I heard Ella Boland said, you got to show God some faith. What is faith? Faith is trusting and standing on the word of God. In other words, if God spoke it, He's able to perform it. That's why he's the same. He's the same. If he did it for King Jehoshaphat, he'll do it for you and I, and he'll do it for this nation. He did it for them, praise God, and he turned that bad situation and had the enemy to turn against themselves. They didn't have to shoot no bone arrow. They didn't have to throw no bricks. They didn't have to throw no spears. All they had to do, amen, to send that praise team out. Praise God. Am I right, Diane? It's something about praise. Come on, praise down.
Yeah.
Oh, lift up the name of Jesus and dance. Oh, God. Oh, he said, just give God 5 minutes out today. Some praise, some worship. You're glorifying. Amen. Tell him, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, for how you lift me up this morning. Every one of us is beyond a miracle when we woke up this morning. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, son, you made me happy. You made me happy. God is our deliverer. You got to know it. You got to know that you know, amen, that Lord is on your side. Whatever you're going through, behind every dark cloud, that sun will shine. Oh, it's a brighter day. Praise God. We have to learn to live with this coronavirus. It ain't over till God says over. But, oh, in the meantime, something that we can do. Because prayer changes things. Amen. This prayer, amen, prayer change Jehoshaphat situation. And he, prayer will change ours. Amen. Well, amen, is the church now, amen, to come together. Amen. Well, there's unity, there's strength. And calling on the name of God Almighty. Praise God. Oh, he said, if he be lifted up, he said, he'll draw all men unto him. And he's doing it right now. He's doing it right now. God bless you today. May heaven continue to smile on you. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He's telling me to go home.
Yeah.
Praise God. Amen. I feel pretty good here. Amen. And you know, as you was ministering Elder Bolin, I was looking at verse 29. And verse 29, it said, and the fear of God was on all, look at that, all the kingdom of those countries. And when they had heard, see, that the Lord fought against the enemy of Israel. Oh, praise God. Ooh. Look at that. Look how great our God. He's awesome. How many know we serve an awesome God? He's omnipotent.
Yes,
omnipresent. Oh, he's everywhere, all at the same time. Oh, who wants to serve a God like this? Oh, he's able to do abundantly and above that all that we can ask or think according to the power that lies within us. Because greater that is in us than he that is in the world. Oh, ain't you glad about it, praise God, that is one baptism but many reach sinning, praise God. But I like to order, amen, when he got the news, praise God. Oh, he called him for a fast and began to seek the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help. Somebody say help. Help of the Lord. Oh, you got to say, Lord, it's me. I need help. Come on, somebody. Praise God. Amen. Hey, he said, you have not because you ask not. Open up your mouth. You got to ask. Come on now. He said, when you ask the mist. That means in doubt, unbelief. You got to believe the Lord. The Bible says all things, not some things. All things are possible if you only believe. That's all he's asking us to do. Just believe him. Praise God. Amen. If we have to learn to live with the coronavirus, praise God, learn to live with it. You're yet going out. You're yet going through your daily chores. Now, come on now. You know you ain't staying in no house no 24/7. Huh? Come on now. They ain't shut everything down.
No, that's right.
You're going somewhere.
Amen,
I went for a walk this morning. Huh? See, so now, you know, and people was out walking, walking the dog, and you're going to do something. See, so now why don't you just give God some, I heard Ella Bowler say 5 minutes. And that's what he said, just 5 minutes. Praise the Lord. God bless you today. Praise God. Give God some praise. Give God some glory.
Thank you.
All
in
the
spirit,
draw nigh to him. He will draw nigh to thee. God bless you today. Ella Bowler, powerful message. We love you, man. But Jesus, he loves you both. Thank you, God. Super nice.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. That was an awesome word coming forth from Elder Bolden and Bishop Porter. Lord is my deliverer. We just thank you each and every day when you tune into Blog Talk Radio. Tell a friend, you know, to come and hear the word. You don't know if that word is for them at the time. It may bless you, and you may enjoy that word, and you want to share it to someone else. This is technology today. We can just copy that link, and we can send it to a friend. For those of you that have Facebook, you can visit our Facebook page at Logan International Ministries and just copy that link, or you could even share it on your Facebook page. Share the message. Apostle Porter and many of her guests, has, you know, that she have on the broadcast, they have come forth with some awesome word. You know, they pray for you. They lead you to Christ. If you need to be led, they pray. You know, we thank you for the praise report that some of you call in and give. Know that God is awesome. Know that he is your deliverer. Know that he is your healer. Know that he is whatever it is that you need him to be at this time. So tell a friend, share this link, and you can join us tomorrow. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Or you can tune into blogtalkradio.com/ Time to Talk About It. You can also copy and share that link as well. So don't forget now, join us tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you miss half the broadcast, you'd like to go back and listen to the broadcast, visit our Facebook page at Logion International Ministries and click that link. For those of you that would like to sow a seed into this radio broadcast to continue to hear this broadcast online, for those of you that have Zelle, you can send it to logionint@gmail.com. That's logionint@gmail.com. And the name is logionint. Or you can visit our website at logionintternationalministries.com and click on that donate button. If you go on our Facebook page, you can click on the link from there that will take you to our website. Know that no donation is too small or too great. You want to sow a seed, give a love offering, and I'm going to put it out there real quick before we go off air. Apostle and Bishop Porter anniversary is the 27th, which is tomorrow. You would like to bless them, send them a love offering. Again, you can do that through Zelle. You can do that through our website. Again, those of you that have Zelle, is logionint@gmail.com. And please specify in notes whether it's a love offering for the man and woman of God, you're sowing a seed into the radio broadcast, you want to pay your tithes, your offering to this ministry, please specify in notes whether you do it on our website or on Zelle. Till then, be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, a peace I could not find. then I kneel down to pray. Pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah. My sister, you can't handle it. Let God.